It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So remind us, please, of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Roy Holiday of Nyack, New York. I said, name something in 8 letters that you might hear at an opera. Drop 3 of the letters without changing the order of the remaining ones, and you'll name something you might see in an opera. What things are these? And the answer is baritone. If you drop the R, I, and E, you get baton.
We received over 400 correct submissions, and the winner is Brenda Moyes of Bentonville, Arkansas. Congratulations, Brenda, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So how did you figure this one out?
So this was a joint effort between myself and my husband. I was trying to think of things you might hear, and my husband, who has more kind of choir training than I do, came up with baritone, and I wrote that out, and I was looking at it, and I thought, oh, if you drop the R, the I, and the E, you have baton. So he gets at least half credit for it.
And so what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I'm an internal medicine physician.
All right, Brenda, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I think so. Let's give it a try.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Brenda and Aisha, this is a two-person puzzle. I brought a game of categories based on the word space. For each category I give, name something in it starting with each of the letters S, P, A, C, and E. For example, if the category were girls' names ending in Y, you might say Sally, Patty, Amy, Carly, and Emily. Any answer that works is okay, and you can give the answers in any order.
Okay.
Okay, here's your first category, punctuation marks.
Period.
Period is a good P, yes.
Apostrophe.
Apostrophe is an A.
Comma
for C, yes. You need an S and an E.
Exclamation point.
Excellent. All you need is an S.
Space?
Uh-huh.
No.
Wait.
If you have 2 sentences and you sort of run them together, you might put this punctuation mark in the middle.
A semicolon.
A slash would also have worked. Your second category is South American countries.
Okay. Peru.
Good.
Colombia.
Good.
Ecuador.
Excellent. S and A left.
Now I'm thinking of their capitals instead of their the countries themselves, but...
Think of a country in the south part of South America.
Argentina.
And now think of one near in the north for an S.
I'm normally better at geography than this.
Uh-huh. That's okay. And it used to be Dutch Guyana.
Suriname.
Excellent. You got it. Suriname. All right. Here's your next category, books of the Old Testament.
Ooh, I got this one.
You can help me out with this one, Aisha. Exodus.
Exodus is an E, yes.
Acts.
Oh, that's on New Testament, unfortunately.
That's New Testament, yeah.
There is one in 4 letters, though.
It's like Amos.
Amos, excellent. Good job. S, P, and C. And Aisha, feel free to just jump in.
This is a name, and he worked with David. He anointed him Saul. Not Saul, but Samuel.
Samuel, you got it.
My mom's gonna get me.
First and second Samuel. Good. All right, you need P and C.
P and C. Psalms. So Psalms.
Psalms is good. Also Proverbs. All you need is a C.
Okay.
It's a word that means stories. Or records of...
Chronicles.
Chronicles, you got it. Okay. Good job.
Oh, my goodness. My mama is going to get me. I should have been faster with that. Oh,
that's
my
funny.
Goodness.
Yeah, you did great. Here's your last one. Things seen on an airplane.
Seat,
yes.
Aileron.
Wow, that's a nice one. I had aisle and altimeter, but I like yours. Okay?
that's a good one.
Cushion.
Cushion. Okay, I was going for a cockpit, captain, or cart. Yours works, too. You need a P and an E.
Exit.
Exit sign. That works. All you need is a P.
A P. Propeller on certain planes.
Excellent. Propeller.
Yeah, there you go.
I like it. I was going for a pilot, passenger, and pillow, but I like propeller, too.
Well, okay, so that was harder than you would think, right? But you did a great job. How do you feel?
Relieved, like everybody else.
So, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Brenda, what member station do you listen to?
KUAS in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
That's Brenda Moyes of Bentonville, Arkansas. Thank you, Brenda, for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Theodore Regan of Scituate, Massachusetts. Now, if you squish the lowercase letters R and N together, they look like an M. Think of a word that ends in the consecutive letters R, N. Squish them together to get a homophone of a synonym of the first word. What words are these? So again, a word that ends in R, N. Squish those two letters together to make an M, and you'll get a homophone of a synonym of your starting word. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, September 22nd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.